Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Thank you for joining me on this Toe Stomping Tuesday afternoon. I'm feeling good in the studio today, and I thank you again for joining me. I got some great gospel music lined up. Get ready for your ride on the evening drive with Kimberly Michelle.
Oh, Lord, I want you to move. Stand. Oh. about the seven seals. Egypt talked about him, said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When the y'all know y'all just can't hardly step back and hold your peace. Y'all tell me how
I'm taking a step back
and hold your peace. Can I get a witness yet?
I'm taking a step back
and hold your peace tonight.
Does
anybody here feel Jesus? How many of y'all feel Jesus now? Does anybody here love him? Somebody here love him. The reason why I love him. He's been so good to me. Can I get another witness? I'm talking about a Holy Ghost witness. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost witness. Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you walk right. The Holy Ghost will make you talk right. The Holy Ghost will make you shout right. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Can I get another witness? How many of y'all love Jesus? Let me see you raise your hand. 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 The reason why I'm living, he woke me up this morning, and he woke me up on time. I had my health and strength, and I was holding my right mind.
Save in it. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter
hands together. Said I'm stronger. This morning with Jesus on my mind, and I'm so glad.
Gospel music right after this important message.
Catch the waves. Mondays through Sundays, 13 hours a day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one, taking you into the noonday drive, keeping it live from 11 to 2 on the NFI. Hello, somebody.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm your host for the hour, Kimberly Michelle. We have more great gospel music lined up on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Feel free to call in this afternoon at 347-215-8049 with your request.
I want listen. Somebody here wanna know how we made it through all the struggle and all of the pain and all of the heartaches. But let me tell you what we did. Oh, we were fasting. Yes, we were. Yes, sir.
Depend on myself. God's about to be a helper. Father, said in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Because David said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you need somebody in your life that you can and you can and you can depend on. Because it's not about me, but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
I'm trying to heal, I know you're here for me.
Music right after this important message.
It's the ninth singing anniversary of the Dowdy Boys at the Centena AME Zion Church, 67 Milton Road, Bear Creek, North Carolina. It's all taking place this Sunday, April the 26th at 4 o'clock p.m. on the program featuring Pound Johnson and favorite of Wilson, North Carolina, the Mighty Tendonaires from Burlington, North Carolina. The Traveling Sons of Pittsburgh, North Carolina. For more information, 919-888-8557. It's the Dowdy Boys' ninth anniversary.
Catch the wave on the NFL. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Welcome back. I'm your host for the hour, Kimberly Michelle. We have more great gospel music lined up on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Feel free to call in this afternoon at 347-215-8049 with your request.
Yes, I was so lost that I should have died. Hallelujah. But you have brought me to your
may be, all I am is a God. All I am a God, sweet Lamb of God, I love you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, oh, wash me in your precious blood, till I am just
moving for God because he's been so good to us. You shouldn't mind either. Let's move a little bit together. Come on.
If the Lord been good to you, you shouldn't mind.
Come on and help me. Come on.
If the Lord's been good to you, you should mind.
The different folks that send out.
I don't care what you think about my praise. Every time I do it, I get a raise. I don't care what you think about me. Because you won't dare win a winner. What? not an easy job to keep. You won't get paid until you get through.
Time for begging, no time for nothing. Oh, he'll do.
That's what he said.
He'll do.
That's what he said.
Catch the Wave on the PNL Line. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday from 2 to 5 on the Evening Drive on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle, and thank you for joining me on this Toe Stomping Tuesday afternoon. I'm feeling good in the studio today, and I thank you again for joining me. Get ready for your ride on the Evening Drive with Kimberly Michelle. Sometimes
position, if you will. Sometimes I feel like I'm out on a range and sea, but I'm trusting in you, Lord, to come and rescue me. I put it all in your hands. Yes, I do. You see, I've been hurt by those whom I depend, but in you, Lord Jesus, I found my one true friend. I put it all in your hands. I'm trusting in you, Lord, and no one else. I put it all in your hands.
I can imagine the Lord saying this to me. God knows that I love you.
Put your hand together like that. Come on, y'all. Brooklyn, New York. Worldwide recording artist, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, and the Spiritual Voices.
Lord,
the Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington. Around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome back. I'm your host for the hour, Kimberly Michelle. We have more great gospel music lined up on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Feel free to call in this afternoon at 347-215-8049 with your request.
Woo! Here we go again, y'all. Singing some old church songs. Come on and put your hands together.
Thank you. Yes, it is just another day that I've been in my Savior's care. Yes, it is. Wanna say He threw His loving arms all around me. Yes, He did, and there I found peace, joy right there.
The other day, I've been working in God's vineyard. Oh, yeah. The other day, you know He kept me by His side. Oh, yeah. Said, I know just how hard you've been living. He said, I want you. Said, I'm ready to ride.
Well, when I get on home in my God's kingdom, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit down. I'm gonna sit down all around the throne. Oh, Lord, and He'll be there with arms spread wide open. Yes, He will. I'm gonna hear Him say, my servant, welcome home. Oh, Lord.
Well, another day, I've been up. Yes, I have. Another day, you know He kept me by His side. Oh, yeah. He said, I know just how hard you've been living. He said, I want you. Said, I.
Till he got there.
you can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tarsus. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high, cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor, we gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man. And he's downstairs, he go in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad
of all my friends.
He's the best friend.
He's number one in my life.
He's the best, friend. He is the best friend.
I tell you, Jesus.
Jesus is the best friend I ever had.
You know what he is?
He is the father.
A mother.
And the mother.
A sister.
A sister.
And a brother. Brag off of Jesus.
He is the best friend.
No matter how many friends we have,
Jesus is the best friend.
Jesus is still the best friend.
He is the best friend.
Jesus is the best friend.
Jesus is the best friend
I ever had. You know what he is?
He is the father and the mother.
He's better than that.
Good right now. Oh, yeah. Because I'm getting ready now.
on with me for a little while. I'm gonna have me. I'm ready to go home now, y'all. Let's have a little check before we go home.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
I'm Angela Breedlove, inviting you to catch the wave. You never know which gospel music recording artist I'll be talking with next on the NFI Gospel Radio Network, Monday and Fridays at 12 noon.
Come on, don't stop praising it! Don't stop praising it! Don't stop praising him, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. First, give me honor to God, for he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Go ahead and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. When we left the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we had one purpose in mind. Hallelujah. And that was to lift up the holy name of Jesus. Because I know he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. While standing and looking the many people that have come through the door. Glory to God. I've seen some with gray hair. Some can barely wave their hand. Some whose steps have gotten slower. And some can't jump as high as they used to. When I look around and see them still giving God the praise, it makes me think about a story that I was told about a man who had been in church over 50 years. Said he was in testimony meeting when he's out on the edge of his seat and leans on his walking cane. He said, since the Lord saved me, sanctified me, and Holy Ghost filled me, I've been running trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. How many know it tonight? If you know it, just give God some praise. Hallelujah. He said, I don't feel like going sometimes. Oh, but when I think about how good God's been to me, I find myself, hallelujah, getting in my own slow heavy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's when he began to say, step by step, day by day, over life's journey. At the distance, I've already gone. I realize that I'm never taking home, not even one step alone from you.
Yeah. if you need.